said about one of my neighbors. I'd say, come on, give me a hug, don't be quite so tight or something. A lot of my neighbors, I'd tell him that, but some few of mine not. Call him a little selfish.
It's good to have neighbors you can talk to, isn't it?
Yeah,
being they're all good natured.
Yeah, I like to talk to a man with a sense of humor, too. This man with the apple, you say you don't want a piece, you want the what?
Or he has two?
Mm-hmm.
Just give me one of them.
Give me the whole thing?
Or? One of them. Give me one of those apples.
Let's say you want something from that area. What would you say? Bring me the flat iron. It's just
bring me that iron.
I'd say, where is it? You'd say
sitting on the mantle or dresser. Or, colonnade. A lot of kids call that colonnade. I don't know. Where they.
You know, I just can't figure
shelf or
how
dresser.
People live in a house without having a place like that where they can put things.
I'm telling you, that thing you cleaned up every morning before night, it's got everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we've done with things before we fix them.
What would you call the center of a cherry?
Center of a cherry. Cherry seed is about the biggest part of the cherry. It's cherry seed.
Did I ask you if you had orchards in this country?
Yeah. We have some few. There are not many.
Did you have one when you were a boy?
Yes, I had a good one. When I was very small, now as I grew up, the trees began to die. We didn't quit. But my father, every few years, he would get trees and reset them. And we packed and raised all the fruit we used. Apples too. When I was a kid, we filled our cellar full of apples. But we don't raise an apple anymore. About two or three years, and they'll die.
Nematodes, you suppose?
Some nematodes and the insects and the borers. I guess if we could take care of them right. I try to take care of them according to the instructions. I might not follow it. I'd get through a county agent's office, but. They bear about 2 or 3 years and begin to die.
That's heartbreaking to lose a good tree.
We learned, instead of buying those trees, peach trees, we got a seedling tree. It comes, and you go ahead and plant your seeds and have 1, 2, and 3 year old peach growed up. You're waiting for one dies to set him out. Just as good a peach as you can buy. Already ripe.
Run your own nursery, huh?
Yeah.
What do you call that when you have a place where you're growing fruit trees?
Well, all we do is just plant a few up down the fence row for our own use. But some of them call it a nursery or something.
But you don't have an orchard as such.
We just try to keep enough trees for our own use. We got probably a dozen young peach trees.
What would you call the center of an apple?
Core.
And dried pieces of apple?
You mean dried apples, sir? Yeah, we used to. Well, we dried peaches last year. I guess we put up 6 bushels, run out of space. We had to put them up on top of the barn, building, sun them, take them in night or cover them up.
Did you have kids to mind the peaches?
No, we put them up on top of the buildings for the